Hello, how are we? I have missed yous. I have missed the chats. I'm so happy to be back. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I'm currently in Bali. I was just in Thailand, and I just want to fill yous in a little bit before we jump into today's episode. And today's episode, I'm actually kind of winging it. I've no notes in front of me, but I had a topic in mind that I really wanted to talk about that I feel like is gonna maybe help people understand their body image cycle a little bit more. But before we get to that, yes, if you hear any noises in the background, Bali, genuinely, love it to pieces, but it is the noisiest place, genuinely. The doors are rattling, there's construction next door to me, and I can just hear motorbikes. And this is something that I see a lot on TikTok, is not enough people talking about the noise in Bali. Now, don't get me wrong, I am so grateful. So everything I say, I actually stopped recording like a few minutes ago and I just deleted it because I felt like there's a part of me that's maybe judging myself when I'm speaking about certain things, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to seem ungrateful, or I don't want to seem it's mainly ungrateful, but I also want to fill yous in on just how I'm getting on over here. And yeah, I think in terms of, firstly, let's talk about Thailand. I didn't really think I would like Thailand. There was a part of me when I was coming away, when we were originally booking this months and months ago, I think it was just before Christmas, we were like, right, where will we go? We wanted to go back to Bali. We wanted to obviously have a holiday. And if we were going to come this far, there's no point. You don't come for usually like a week or 2 weeks yet. You do a longer period because it's so far. So we were like, definitely Bali. But there was a part of me that was like, I have done Bali. I've lived in Bali. I've got to experience it. And it's been absolutely, it was incredible. But I didn't want to limit myself to such a comfort zone. So it was like, maybe I want to explore somewhere else. Maybe I want to see somewhere else. So I was like, maybe Thailand, because I haven't done Thailand. And yeah, would love to obviously see it. So we booked Thailand first for 2 weeks. And I really, as on the lead up, I was like, oh, maybe we should have just went to Bali. It would have probably been easier. I am definitely not a backpacker person. Like, hats off to anybody who does it. I always find myself loving to get settled somewhere, loving a bit of a routine. So genuinely, I feel like if I was to backpack, that'd probably be one of the toughest challenges I would have. So hats off genuinely to anybody who does it. But yeah, I just found like coming up, there was so much resistance in me to even go to Thailand. And I know that that's, again, Kira, first world problems. Like, I was just kind of thinking in my head, oh, we could just fly to Bali, it'd probably be a bit easier, blah blah. Anyways, I am so fucking glad that I went to Thailand. I'm so glad that I booked this so long ago. I'm so glad that, yeah, it was booked already, so I couldn't change my mind. Because genuinely, girls, Thailand was so good. Like, I found it to be a little bit more homely than Bali. And from living in Bali, I personally find, like, getting access to certain things. I know this, again, it's all first world problems. I understand it's all relative. I 100% get that. I'm not being, like, a little ungrateful person over here. But, yeah, I just found that living in Bali, certain things, like, from... But you just miss. It's only until you actually leave. I know everybody says this who leaves, even to go to Australia and stuff. It's only until you leave and live somewhere else do you really appreciate home. And yeah, I just think Thailand for me personally was a little bit more homely. That's all. But I really enjoyed it. We obviously only done 2 weeks. We done Koh Samui and we done Phuket. But I didn't even see any beaches in Phuket. The weather was honestly so bad. So all we done was train, and that was literally it. But yeah, it was so much fun, and there was a part of me, I genuinely didn't want to leave. So yeah, I just have a tendency to get sucked in to the place that I'm in, and I'm like, oh my god, like, I just want to absorb myself in the culture. Like, that's what I found in Thailand. I just wanted to, I don't know if anybody else is like this, but I just wanted to learn the language. I wanted to live there. I was like, I just love, they're just so, they're such kind people. They're exactly like the Balinese people. They're so kind, they're so welcoming, they're so respectful. I love the whole, like, every time you walk in anywhere and you do the, basically, your hands in prayer position and you kind of bow, and it's just like a form of respect, and it honestly warms my heart. Like, I just feel like, yeah, I could definitely see myself if I wanted to, like, live abroad again. Yeah, I personally, for me, I'm like, I don't know what's calling me. I don't know where I'm going to be or what I'm going to do this year, or even over the next couple of years. But I can see myself genuinely living in somewhere, yeah, probably like Thailand or something along those lines, and just absorb myself in the culture. I don't know, I've never really got a calling to, not a calling, that's so dramatic of me, but more so like a want to learn different languages until I'm actually living in the country. And obviously when I was living in Bali, I want to be so respectful to other people's cultures, and it genuinely bothers me so much. Like the one thing I seen in Thailand and I see it in Bali is, I'm not even gonna lie girls, Bali is full of fucking cocks as well, excuse the language, it really is. The egos are through the roof. People are, some people, not everybody, okay, there's a lot, majority of people here are so respectful, so kind, but just also the other, suppose that you get it everywhere, but who are just rude and entitled, and they think it's their country, and it bothers me genuinely so much. It's the same, I've seen it in Thailand. It's just, yeah, I can't, I suppose that's the beauty of maybe moving to a different country and getting to experience, because when you're in your own little bubble and your own friendship groups, you don't see this type of shit. Like, you don't experience that on a day-to-day basis. So when you're in somewhere like Thailand or Bali, which is so, I feel like brings a wide variety of people to it and attracts a lot of people to these places, you get to see so many people and how they behave and their mannerisms and everything. And it just bothers me genuinely. I can't even, like, I was driving the bike today in Bali and I was like, oh my God, like, why are people like just so rude and disrespectful? And I just, yeah, I hate when I come to another country and I see tourists, mainly people, obviously, yeah, tourists who maybe are living there, but they act like it's their, they can just like rule the roost as such. That, yeah, I don't know, it just rubs me up the wrong way. I think it's kind of some sort of entitlement or whatever. And I think it annoys me more because what I seen in Thailand, again, it was my first time there, but the people are so kind, and the same here in Bali, the people are so bloody kind, and I feel like people take advantage of that. Or yeah, that's just what I've seen. And I also used to always, something that me and Hannah used to always complain about when we lived in Bali was just how rude people could be. But other than that, yes, I'm here now in Bali. I am obviously only on my second day, but I wanted to jump straight into a podcast because, yeah, there's a part of me that I'm like, everybody is, I'm ahead 7 hours. So not that there isn't much for me to do, but until like my clients and stuff wake up, I have some clients in Australia, but yeah, until the rest of my clients who are in Ireland wake up, I don't actually have much to do. So I'm just, yeah, I'm buzzing to be back on the podcast, editing, just chatting. And anyways, so today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the reason why. So this is probably going to be my title, why we don't want to give up the self-hatred towards our body. Okay, so I'm going to explain this because it's something that I never realized myself within my own cycle, but I have definitely now, from working with hundreds of clients, I have seen how we actually don't want to give up the self-hatred that we have or the negativity that we have towards our body. Okay, and the reason that we don't want to give it up is because we are so afraid. I think it's ingrained into, especially, I'm going to speak for women here, I cannot speak for men, but as women, we are so afraid to gain weight. Like, we are so afraid of that, just the idea of gaining weight and what that actually means, because we've grown up in a society where a certain type, a certain look, and fitting in, like, fitting into a certain box is what is maybe found attractive, or it's where you get your validation, or it's kind of what we would deem as being maybe rewarded or successful or validated in society. So doing anything outside of that box can be really difficult, obviously, for anybody to experience. Anyways, why do we not want to give up the negativity towards ourselves? I think it boils down to that fear I was just talking about, the fear of weight gain. We are so afraid. If we give up the self-hatred and the negativity towards our body image, we will let ourselves go. But what is this deep-rooted in? It's deep-rooted in lack of self-trust. What I've started to realize is, like, I talk so much about body image and relationship with food, but I don't struggle with relationship with food anymore. And one thing I always say to anybody who even wants to start working with me, they always ask me the one question of, like, do you think it's possible to fully heal from this? And I, in my experience, it has been fully possible to heal from. And, like, I feel, geez, I know some people, again, it's all relative, I suppose, but I know people have had worse relationships with food with me. I know people who have actually really been at the depths of anorexia, are being really at the depths of binging. But I have been on the verge of anorexia. I've also been, for me personally and my experience, I've been at the depths of binging as well, where I was binging every single night. I was contemplating my life. I didn't want to be here anymore because of how much of out of control I felt and how much I felt I couldn't stop myself around food, which I think does sound like such a bizarre thing, like it's just food at the end of the day, but you've no idea how much it can really affect your mental health when you're struggling with your relationship with food. Yeah, I, again, from my experience, I think it's totally, totally possible to heal from all of it. And that's just what I have personally experienced. I don't feel like I even live with that anymore. Like, and I do think that that comes down to, obviously, the help I got, but I think it comes down to the fact that I just don't attach to any sort of labels now with regards to body image, with regards to food. The main part I would still struggle with would be just bad body image days. But I do feel like bad body image days are so normal and so natural. And if anything, your body image is a constant process of just acceptance. And if you can not let it ruin your days, if you can not let it take away from or make you feel like you're less worthy just because you feel a certain way in your body that day, then you're absolutely winning personally. But yeah, for me, when I'm speaking to clients, I'm like, it is so possible to heal from all of this and not have to go through life where you feel like you have to live with that in the back of your head. So what I was actually getting at is that, like, I'm obviously away, but I don't think much of food. Like yesterday, most days I'm going to be eating out for breakfast, lunch, and probably dinner, and, you know, getting sweet treats and everything else. And I just don't think of food in any sort of way anymore. And it's so healing, but it's actually gone past the point of, like, obviously at one point these used to be such big wins for me, but right now, and I think sometimes I do obviously need to be grateful for that, and I need to obviously tap it back into, like, how much of a struggle it used to be for me. But yeah, I am, I've said this before in many episodes, but, like, I'm so far removed from it, which is fantastic, that I can have, when I'm helping clients, I have such a bird's eye view, because I feel like genuinely I've been at every, one thing I always also say, and anyone who has been a client or is a client of mine will know that I will always say when I'm first, you know, chatting to you or whatever, is like, never be afraid to say anything to me. Nothing that you think about yourself or do with regards to food or anything along those lines is crazy or judge, like, I will never judge it, because I have been there, I have taught it, I have done it, I have experienced it. So yeah, I just think, personally, I'm like, when I'm on holidays, as I'm on holidays now, I'm like, I don't even think about my relationship with food. I don't even question it. I don't even think that I'm emotional eating. I don't even think that I'm ever at, like, risk of relapsing or anything like that, because that has been genuinely, probably for the last maybe 3 or 4 years, that has been so far removed from my mind, which is such a beautiful place to be. Yeah, what I've learned through the years now of coaching is that we are so afraid, because we come to this idea that if we don't hate on ourselves, if we don't be negative towards ourselves, it must mean that we are accepting. So let's just play out an example here. You're not satisfied with your body. You're not happy with your body. So you're not happy with your body. You don't like how you look. It doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make you feel happy. But you're struggling with, let's just say, binging. And you can't go into restriction, because every time you go into restriction, you end up binging. So it's a vicious cycle. And you want to change your body so badly because you believe your body is the reason that you keep binging. Whereas most people are binging because they cannot regulate themselves. So they cannot regulate their nervous systems. They cannot regulate their mind. They cannot question or challenge their thoughts. They can't regulate their emotions. So therefore, it's a combination. Yes, the trigger might be, when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. But it's what that brings up in you. So that might bring up, oh, I've let myself go. I'm a disappointment. I'm a failure. I feel shameful. These are the emotions that you are actually struggling to regulate. So because you can't comprehend the emotions and you can't deal with them, you can't feel them, and you don't like feeling them, you will run to something that allows you not to feel them. But it's, again, it's a backfiring thing, because the more you run to food, the more then that all or nothing mentality kicks in, and it's like, oh my God, you know, you're not happy with your body, but you're sitting here fucking eating and all of this thought process. Trust me, I've had it all. I know what you're thinking, is that you'll sit there and you'll blame yourself and you'll be more annoyed at yourself because you're like, why do you keep eating even though you're not happy with your body? You know it's not going to serve you. You know you're going to put on more weight the more you eat. The more you talk to yourself like this, though, the more you end up eating. And then again, your all or nothing kicks in. So this kind of mentality of like, oh, well, you fucked it now, so you may as well keep going. That kicks in. And then you end up just in this cycle of hating what you see, binging, hating what you see, wanting to change, binging, and it just feels like you'll never get out of the cycle. So you might think, well, why would I want to stay in a cycle? Like, what are you talking about, Kira? Why do I want to stay in that if it is so negative? And you know it's so negative for yourself. But the thing about it is when I'm coaching someone who's struggling with that exact cycle, is that letting go of the rules that they have known for so long. So the rules in the sense of what you need to do to change your body. So you need to restrict food, you need to limit yourself, you can't have too much quote-unquote bad food, you know, you need to exercise, you need to do this, you can't slow down, you need to hustle, all of this stuff that we have been fed through the years of diet culture and just dieting in general. You will find it so difficult to let go of these rules. So because you need to almost let go of, you do need to let go of these rules, but it's not letting go. When people hear letting go, they think, oh, I'm gonna let myself go. And they think if they let those rules go, then they are accepting. And if they can't force change to happen with their body now, they're accepting their body as it is, which to them, their body image is representing a place that isn't nice. It isn't happy for them. They don't feel good in themselves. They think they're fat. They think all of these negative things about themselves. So if they don't force change and if they don't keep trying to change their body image, it must mean that they're accepting it. And if they're accepting how their body is right now, it's almost like in your mind, it is unacceptable, because this is where I was at. It is unacceptable for you to accept yourself in that body. Does that make sense? So in a bigger body or whatever body you're experiencing right now, it is, to you, it feels like, genuinely, it feels like such a crime maybe to accept yourself where you're at, because if you accept yourself where you're at, you have let yourself go. That's what it represents to you, is that you, it must mean that you've let yourself go. So the easier thing for you to do is to keep being negative towards yourself, because you genuinely believe the more that you hate yourself, the more it will motivate you to change. And if you can change, then you'll finally feel better about yourself and you'll feel better about your body. But the thing about body image is that it's not, like I've said this before, body image is made up about the thoughts and the feelings that you have about yourself. But think of, if you could regulate your emotions, if you could challenge your thoughts, do you think you'd be able to change then the thought feeling loop? So if you think, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that, that's naturally going to have a knock-on effect to make you feel shit in yourself. Of course, I do it, like I still do it sometimes. I'm looking at my face, and the one place that I can say that it's funny, because I've got to a place of acceptance with my body, and I can regulate myself, and I can move through the month of air cycle, and I can be okay with the changes that I experience in my body. Does it mean that I feel good all of the time? No, but I don't let it ruin my day. I don't let it consume me. I just kind of get on with the day. But the one part for me that I have struggled with a lot is, yeah, my face. I've struggled, I personally feel, with my skin for a long time. And it's something that, yeah, I still struggle with. So yeah, I will still do it with regards to my face or my skin. And I can get into a cycle of like, oh my God, look at that, or look at this, or your skin's not perfect, or whatever it might be. And that makes me feel shit. So I already know that the thoughts that you're engaging in with regards to your body is naturally making you feel shit. But the more you feel shit, the deeper the thoughts get. So have you ever noticed that you'll have one negative thought, but the minute you let that one thought become two thoughts and become three thoughts, it becomes a million. And now it's not just about your body image, it's about your whole fucking life, and you're questioning everything. So that's the one thing about that thought feeling loop, is that once you get caught in it, it's obviously harder to regulate yourself to come out of it. But that's why it's so important for you to learn how to challenge your thoughts, to learn how to regulate your emotions and the feelings that you have about yourself, because then you will be in a better place to accept your body. It's that you can eventually change your body, but it's to right now with the cycle that you're in, especially with food, is that you changing your body is something that isn't going to help the cycle you're in. You have to heal the relationship with food. You have to heal the binge, and you have to learn how to regulate yourself. You have to learn how to come back into a calm state. You have to learn how to challenge your thoughts. Like, there's other things you need to do beforehand, because that's what's leading you to binge, not just your body image. But coming back to why we continue the self-hatred is because we, like I said, if we accept our body where it's at, it feels like we're never going to change. Oh, that must mean you're accepting yourself. So, you know, we don't want to give up that self-hatred. And again, like I said at the very start, it boils down to the fact of lack of self-trust. So you think, if I let go of hating myself, it means then I've let myself go. And it means that I'm just going to have to stay in this body. Again, it's that black or white thinking. I'm just going to have to stay in this body then for the rest of my life. And I don't like this body. that's how it feels in your mind. But the reality is that the more you meet yourself with acceptance of where you're at right now and recognizing that binging and struggling with your relationship with food isn't actually a body image issue. It is an issue that we have internally, and being able to regulate ourselves and being able to process and feel our emotions. We can't do that, so we need food to suit us. So it is about you. Actually, if you think of it logically, if I'm telling you that the issue is actually internally what's going on, and the fact that you don't have the ability to right now soothe yourself without food, then obviously if you learn to soothe yourself without food, you are going to be in a much better position to have that self-trust in yourself, to know that, like, again, if I eat a cookie today, does that mean I'm going to continue to eat cookies for the rest of my life? Does it mean that I'm the worst person in the world? Does it mean that I'm bad? Does it mean any of these things? No. I give meaning to every single thing. So if I tell myself it's bad, if I tell myself it's the worst thing in the world, it will be the worst thing in the world. Again, our thoughts are so powerful. Our thoughts have such a massive knock-on effect to how we feel about ourselves and about everything that we engage in. Does that make sense? So again, coming back to the cookie example, if I tell myself, oh my God, it's so bad to eat this cookie, you can guarantee I'm gonna feel shit after eating that cookie. If I tell myself it's the best thing in the world, how lucky am I to have a beautiful cookie, you can guarantee I'm gonna be on cloud nine by the end of that cookie. So this is what I teach my clients, is that if we can build self-trust, if we can build you a toolkit that allows you to soothe yourself and not rely and not turn to emotions, you are going to be in such a healthy place with regards to yourself and also your body. So people think, oh, if I work on my relationship with food, it must mean I eat shit all of the time, or it must mean I have to let myself go, because they hear this idea of like, oh, you have to let go of the rules and the restriction. But people don't realize that the less you control yourself as a human being, the more that you're actually going to want to do the things that make you feel good. Does that make sense? So if you're in a negative loop of thinking shit things about yourself, it's primarily your body. Do you think, because then if you, now that you've learned that your thoughts impact how you feel about yourself, so you have a shit thought about yourself, that makes you feel shit. Then it goes back into a cycle of worst thoughts, feeling shit. And this loop continues. Do you think when you're feeling shit, you're going to want to take care of your body? No, because the natural reaction for somebody who feels shit in themselves is more than likely to engage in behavior that makes them feel shit, aka binging, aka overeating, drinking, drugs, whatever it might be for you. It's naturally going to make you want to engage in behaviors that aren't good for you, that don't make you feel better in yourself. If you actually learn to change the thoughts and the feelings that you have about yourself, learn to accept where you're at, learn to understand the feelings and everything else, and let go of the rules and the restrictions that you have around yourself, because you think that that's what keeps you in place, that, or what keeps you in control as such. And yeah, if you learn to let go of those, you will be in a much better position. You will naturally feel better in yourself, which means you will want to take care of yourself more. Does that make sense? So if I have a shit body image thought and I'm able to challenge that and come in with a little bit more truth, like let's just say I'm due my period, and my body has completely changed and I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? Like, Kira, that, you know, those jeans fit you last week and they don't fit you now. You know, it must have been the food on the weekend, or you must be putting on weight, or whatever it might be. And then I come in with this challenging aspect where I'm like, oh no, actually, I think let's check the date. I think it's actually my period. I think I'm due my period. So, you know, your body is just, you just need to ride this wave, Kira. That's me challenging that. That's me coming in with a little bit more logical, a little bit more of an empowering perspective to help me obviously deal with what I'm perceiving as such about myself. So it makes me feel then better, which makes me, if I feel better, I'm more inclined to look after myself. Again, coming back to what I just said a minute ago, was that when people have this idea about their relationship with food and fixing it and letting go, they naturally think, oh, letting go means that you won't be able to control yourself anymore. It means that you're just going to sit in bed all day and just eat shit food, and you're not going to get up and exercise, even though you're the type of person who values exercise. You like how it makes you feel, you like getting out for your walks, you know, you like your sweet treats, but you also like feeling good in yourself. You think, because we've been controlled by rules and restriction and diet culture for so long, you think that by giving this up, you won't be able to control yourself. But that is what, that's what a lack of self-trust looks like, is that you feel without a certain condition or without certain rules, you're not going to be okay. But that's what working on your relationship with food is about, and your body image is about, building that self-trust back up, that knowing if you had a weekend of eating shit food, does that make you somebody who's going to continue to eat shit food? No, it doesn't. Because you are somebody who, most people, if you ask them, they want to feel good most days. They want to do things that make them feel good. Whether that's dance, whether that's exercise, whether it's hiking, it doesn't really matter what it is. But you are more likely to engage in things that make you feel good when you're thinking better things about yourself. I just think we need to change this narrative that the more rules and restrictions you have, the more control you are in, because you're not really in control. And I actually had this chat with a client the other day, actually, who's in the project. And it's like, if I was to say to somebody who's, let's just say, really struggling with the control and the rules around food and needing to do things a certain way, if I was to take away your weighing scales, if I was to take away your routine, if I was to take away something out of that and it didn't go the way you wanted to, would you freak out? More than likely the answer is yeah, because I remember when if my weighing scales and stuff didn't work and I couldn't weigh my food out, oh my god, life wasn't worth living. I was trying to fit, I wasn't able to function as a human being because I didn't have a certain thing to make me feel in control. Is that really control then, or is the control controlling you? I know that's a bit of a tongue twister, but really sit with yourself and ask yourself that. If you took away my fitness pal, if you took away your restrictions, if you took away something out of that, do you think you'd freak out? Because if you'd freak out and you wouldn't be able to genuinely get on with your day, or you'd feel super guilty, or you'd feel all of these intense emotions, do you think you're really in control, or is the control controlling you? Because most people find themselves on the extreme end where I was, and where the control is actually controlling you and it's not helpful for you, and you're not actually in control. Because when you think of somebody who is in control, sorry, I know I'm using that word a lot, is that it's somebody who's able to adapt to any situation who crops up. So knowing that you're okay no matter what happens. And most people who are so in a really bad place with their relationship with food don't have that level of self-trust. But that level of self-trust, again, is built by showing yourself you can let go of the rules and you can trust yourself to be okay and still function as a normal adult, still take care of yourself. And knowing that working on your body image and working on your relationship with food, I can guarantee you are going to want to take care of yourself more. You are going to want to, you're just going to want to take, like, for me now, I don't think of, like, eating shit food every single day, because I'm like, no, I still care. I care about my body more now than I did when I was disordered, in a disordered relationship with food. But I looked better then. Like, well, to society, it probably would have been like, you looked better then. I was more ripped. I was leaner. I fit into a certain box. It looked perfect on paper, basically. But now I don't have any of that. And I actually take, personally, in my opinion, I take better care of my body emotionally, physically, and mentally. And that's one thing that we forget. We're so focused on taking care of ourselves physically and looking a certain way that you forget the cost of being so extreme with the physical side of things is usually the cost of your emotional, and usually actually as well, sometimes your physical health, but definitely your emotional and your mental health is the cost of usually going to the extreme end of the physical side of things. So that's my, I hope I explained that. I kind of went off on a lot of tangents, but that is one of the reasons that we are so fearful to let go of the rules, let go of this idea that you need to lose weight all of the time. Like, it is not, the amount of TikToks I have seen, and I know because it was once me, that all I ever thought about, probably from the age of, I can't remember even when, probably the age of maybe 8 or 9, could have been 10. All I've thought about was probably since that age was being skinnier, up until I was, I'd say, 20. That's, I think, really when I started to work on my relationship with food. But yeah, that's how long I would have been thinking. And I know so many women and so many women, yeah, are the exact same. We haven't thought about another thing more in our lives than losing weight. And that's a repetitive thought that we all deal with. And I just want you to know now, being so free, like I said, the last 3 or 4 years, that it is so possible to get to a place where you don't even think about losing weight. Now, if I have a thought, like if I want to lose weight, I'm okay to engage in that. It doesn't really bother me. I'm not thinking to myself, oh, I'm going to go back to the way I once, because I've built up so much trust in my body and knowing what's best for me, and knowing that, number one, I would never sacrifice my relationship with food to be in any sort of body. To me, it's just personally not worth it anymore. I would just never engage in that. And I suppose it's like known, like suppose when you go through a relationship with a toxic person, you know what you're going to avoid the next time. So the same goes for this, that it's all about building back up that trust that you have in yourself and stop identifying with labels. Like if you eat a Domino's on the weekend, it doesn't make you the worst person in the world, but it's your mindset around these things. And that every time you give a label to your relationship with food or to your body image, you actually become that. It's like if you say I am, you become that. That's a part of your identity now. So if you tell yourself, oh my God, I am the worst person in the world for eating that, or I am this way, or I am this person, you automatically eventually start to absorb that identity. Just be aware of the labels that you're using around your food. Don't be afraid to let go of the rules and the restrictions, because I can promise yourself that the more you engage and learn about your body and learn the cues that your body is giving to you, and the better you think about yourself and the better you acknowledge your body, the more you're going to want to take care of your body, which also doesn't look like eating shit food every single day. And that's the misconception that everyone has. They think, if I let these rules go, I am going to eat shit food all of the time, and then I'm going to let myself go, and then I'm going to put on weight, and then I'm not going to be happy. And it's just this one big narrative that is so wrong, because again, you will take better care of yourself emotionally, physically, mentally when you are feeling thinking and feeling better about yourself. And that all starts with you. Unfortunately, there's no amount of validation on the outside, there's no amount of physical things, there's no amount of experiences that can make you feel better in yourself other than you. You're the one who has the thoughts, you're the one who has the power to change those thoughts, and you're the one who has the power to change also your limit and belief. So any of these things that are holding you back, we do have the ability to change them. And I want to empower you to know that you can. But I suppose my main message of this whole podcast was to empower you to know that you can make the change that you are looking for with regards to your relationship with food and your body image. You can let go of the self-hatred. It is safe. Number one, that's one thing we don't feel like. We don't feel it's safe to let go of that self-hatred. And if we let go of it, we might end up letting ourselves go. But that's why you have to build yourself trust with regards to yourself around food and around your body image, and know that you're okay and that you can take care of yourself, and it won't be all or nothing thinking. Yeah, that's just my main takeaway. So I hope you all got something from it. I hope you walk away from this episode feeling a little bit more empowered. I do actually have some spaces as well for coaching. So if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what, that has so resonated with me, or I really need to work on my relationship with food and you've just kept putting it off, I know, trust me, I get it, girls. I put it off for so long, to be quite honest with you. So I don't blame, like, I've had so many people, I've been coaching for years now, but so many people have reached out to me and then they end up never getting back to you, or they never sign up. And like, I get it, because it took me a long time to really understand or really have that penny drop moment that I actually really need to work on this, because my mental health is at risk essentially if I don't do something about this. But yeah, even if you want to reach out to me for a chat, but I do have obviously coaching spaces available. So if you're looking to work on these things and you really just want to say, you know what, I actually need this, or enough is enough now, I'm sick of being in a cycle where I hate my body, I use food, I restrict myself, I end up binging, I'm all or nothing, you know, all of these different things that you experience when it comes to body image and relationship with food. If you're feeling like you finally want to know, or you just want to be out of it, I get it. I feel you. I hear you. I understand the experience. And yeah, I would love nothing more than to help you. But I hope you all enjoyed this. Let me know if you have any questions. Just drop me a message on Instagram, or let me know your thoughts. I would also love to hear your thoughts. I always love hearing people's thoughts after they listen to an episode. I do really appreciate anybody who reaches out and lets me know. So yeah, that's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoy, and I will see you on the next one.